Facebook employees are rebelling against the company's CEO. They are upset that Mark Zuckerberg has not done more about President Trump's most inflammatory posts about the protests over the death of George Floyd. It's a different choice than is being made by Twitter. Twitter has put warning labels with links to more information when the president has made the very same false or incendiary claims that he's made on Facebook. NPR tech correspondent Shannon Bond joins us, and we should note, by the way, that Facebook is an NPR sponsor. Good morning, Shannon.
Morning, Steve.
What exactly does Facebook do when the president puts the same message on Twitter as on Facebook?
Well, nothing. Facebook has these same rules that Twitter does that say you can't use the platform to incite violence or spread false information about things like voting. And as you said, Trump has done both over the past week. For example, in his tweet about the protest and in his post on Facebook, he wrote, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." But Facebook took no action on these posts. And that's because Mark Zuckerberg says he doesn't believe a private company like his should restrict what a political leader says. Although we should say Facebook has pulled down a false message from the president of Brazil, and Zuckerberg himself said in a public Facebook post that he had a visceral negative reaction to Trump's posts.
So what kind of reaction has Zuckerberg's lack of action prompted, if I'm saying that all correctly?
Well, he is getting a lot of pushback from civil rights groups, Democratic politicians, and his own employees. They say, you know, Facebook has these rules, but when it comes to enforcing them, it's moving the line, to accommodate the president. On Monday, Zuckerberg and his second-in-command, Sheryl Sandberg, had a Zoom call with three prominent civil rights groups that are pushing for him to change the decision. I spoke with the president of one of those groups, Color of Change. His name is Rashad Robinson. And he says he was deeply disappointed by the conversation. He thinks Zuckerberg just doesn't understand the sensitive issues this decision brings up. Here's what he said.
Right now, we have a private citizen controlling one of the largest, most powerful public squares. And the idea that someone that controls public square doesn't understand civil rights is actually a problem given the history of this country.
After the meeting, Facebook put out this statement. It was kind of vague. It said they appreciated the feedback, but they didn't promise any action. And so some employees are also pretty upset about this.
Okay, how are they expressing that discomfort?
Well, they're going public with their disagreement, which is really notable because it's pretty rare for them to do that. And to be clear, Facebook says it encourages employees to speak openly when they disagree with leadership. There's often debate within the company over these policies. But generally, employees tell me that the company discourages them from speaking out. But you have these employees posting on Twitter under their real names. They say they think Zuckerberg is wrong. One software engineer even publicly resigned. He wrote a public post about quitting, and he says Facebook's on the wrong side of history.
Is Zuckerberg listening?
Well, he did move up the company's weekly all-hands meeting. It's usually on Thursday. They held it yesterday to address this growing backlash. But when he had the call, he doubled down. He defended his decision. And one employee who's been very vocal about disagreeing with Facebook tweeted during the meeting, "It's crystal clear today that leadership refuses to stand with us. Look, Zuckerberg is the CEO of this company. He controls most of the voting shares at Facebook. This is his decision. This is his company. And it's not a democracy, what he decides goes."
Shannon, thanks.
Thank you.
That's NPR tech correspondent Shannon Bond.